Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
It's quarter number two of the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. Remember, the 55th Super Bowl is this weekend. A game this big deserves a big prize, and DraftKings, the official daily fantasy sports partner of Super Bowl 55, has up to $55 million in total prizes up for grabs with their Super Bowl prediction pool. How's that for big? All you have to do to get your share of these huge prizes is enter DraftKings' free Super Bowl prediction challenge. Once you submit your picks, you'll get a free instant prize up to $25,000, and if you have the most predictions correct, you could win the top prize of $1 million. Download the DraftKings app and use code KSN to enter the free $55 million Super Bowl prediction challenge. Everyone gets an instant prize up to $25,000 just for playing. That's code KSN only at DraftKings, the official daily fantasy partner of Super Bowl 55. Terms, conditions, and eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details. I'm Jim Galante, along with Dustin Hawkinsmith, for quarter number two of the Keystone Kickoff Show. Dustin, I suspect we're not done with the transfer portal yet, but let's take a look at where Penn State stands right now. Several players came in, several players went out the door. On a whole, just the overview, how did Penn State make out so far?
Yeah, I just talent for talent, Penn State lost more than it gained. I don't know that that's the best way to look at what the situation is, because, you know, Penn State was likely losing that talent anyway. So at least they've made a philosophical switch to the point where they're getting some guys in who are experienced, who look like they can play a little bit, who can at a minimum be nice rotation pieces and fill out the depth chart with guys that in a pinch, these guys know what they're doing. So I think Penn State has done as well as you can expect them to in this situation, but no doubt about it. When you're looking at Will Levis and Lance Dixon and Antonio Shelton, guys like that leaving and bringing guys in who are nice players, but they're far from superstars. Penn State's got the worst end of the deal as far as that goes, but they've gotten a couple key pieces at positions where they needed somebody experienced. And I think in that respect, you know, there have been a couple wins along the way here.
Wow, I find that interesting. I wasn't as convinced that it was a net loss for Penn State in the portal. Is the potential there? You know, you look at Will Levis and say Lance Dixon and say, you know, if Will Levis goes somewhere and succeeds as a quarterback, or for that matter, Micah Bowens does. But let's face it, at least for the next year, and if Sean Clifford is there for a second year, good chance neither one of those players would actually see the field. Lance Dixon would not have been a starter this coming year. Yes, Antonio Shelton is a guy who I think would have been the only definitive starter. Meanwhile, coming in, you may have a starting defensive end, either a starting defensive tackle or certainly in the rotation. The offensive guard, Eric Wilson, who just came in from Harvard, has a shot at being a starter. I think running back John Lovett is going to be a contributor. And Johnny Dixon, you're bringing in a Southeast Conference level starting cornerback. So I guess I'm just not quite as sure as you are, Dustin, that it was a net loss.
I'm just, like I said, I'm not looking at fit for fit. I'm looking for talent, looking at talent for talent, potential for the guys that are leaving, potential for the guys that are coming in. And, you know, like whether they get to that potential, obviously, is a separate story. And where they play, you know, for Penn State, the impact that they would have had on the field in 2021 is a whole separate story too. I think they've got guys who are better fits at better positions. But, you know, is there a star in that group? Probably not. Is there a star in the group of Penn State guys who are leaving? You can't say for sure, but there's potential to be. I love what Derek Tangelo comes in, and I think he's as good a replacement as you can hope for Antonio Shelton. And, you know, I like what Antonio Shelton did for 2 years. But Derek D'Angelo seems like he's got a shot maybe to be better than Antonio Shelton. We'll see what happens as he makes the jump from Duke to Penn State. But I think I'm just looking at the amount of upside in the group leaving, the amount of upside in the group leaving, just athletically, talent-wise. When it comes to fit, yeah, Penn State was able to shop and get guys to fill spots that they needed bodies at. So, of course, these guys are better fits at better positions.
Well, the potential of losing the two quarterbacks, I believe if either one of them goes somewhere and succeeds and Sean Clifford continues to struggle, it's a net loss, no doubt. You know, no doubt, just because of the importance of that position. But Dustin, I want to ask you another question. This comes essentially from the conversation we were having off the air between segments. Is there's always so much more going on. We as fans, we look at it and we say, would Will Levis have, did he have a path to get onto the field or not? Same thing with Micah Bowens, Lance Dixon. But you know, here you had Antonio Shelton, who was a starting player, so there was no doubt he was the incumbent. He would be starting, and he left. It leads you to think there's a lot more going on than just playing time often with these situations. There may be more of also a fit personality-wise or something else going on, correct?
Oh, yeah. You know, and my thought was, you know, you have to remember that these are human beings in human relationships with the coaching staff, with other support staff, with their professors, with their teammates, position coaches. You know, like there's a lot of different dynamics at play, and it's easy to kind of look at these guys as robots. You know, they're high level athletes. They're accustomed to going out there and performing in pressure situations in front of a lot of people, subjected to criticism. So they're more immune to maybe some of the, you know, the day-to-day ups and downs that like you and I might go through, but they're still human beings first. And second, they're in an age group that they're inherently, you know, sort of unpredictable and are prone to maybe a lot different priorities than you might expect them to. And Antonio Shelton's a good example. I don't know what was going on with him, but this is a kid who, you know, has probably academically and athletically has kind of gotten as far as he thought he would at Penn State, and maybe was just excited about the idea of seeing a different campus. You know, he goes down to Florida. He's in warm weather. He's in the SEC. Maybe he wanted to try his hand at the biggest stage. You know, like there's different priorities for different guys. It's not always necessarily like, you know, he was unhappy at Penn State and that point blank. You know, there are many more complicating factors. We just don't usually get to know what those factors are.
After I get done saying that there are those other factors, probably the primary factor, though, is playing time. Antonio Shelton, I think, is more the exception to the rule than the rule itself. But you saw it with somehow I doubt if Lance Dixon were going to be the starter going into the season, probably much less likely to transfer. And the same can be said at the quarterback position with Will Levis and Micah Bowens. The thing is, at quarterback, you don't even typically get a rotation of players in the game. So there's a starter and then there's everyone else. Is this now become the new normal, especially at the quarterback position, where Penn State has lost three quarterbacks to the portal? Don't forget Michael Johnson Jr. Before the season left. They've lost three quarterbacks to the portal in what, about 6 months?
Yeah, and any program in the country is prone to something like that. You know, you talk about happiness, and if you're there and football is your passion and it looks like you're never going to get a chance to play it, or it's going to be a long time, or you feel like you're not getting a fair shake, you talk about how that impacts your happiness as a student and as a person. You know, that obviously that's a big factor. But it's interesting, you know, Penn State is losing quarterbacks to the portal. They're doing something this offseason that James Franklin had never shown much of an interest in doing, which is really attack the portal hard and do some shopping and pick up pieces that they need. They want to be a foundational program where they build through recruiting, and everybody kind of wants to be there to scout, evaluate, develop your own young talent. Everybody wants that. But Penn State has made that one concession in their approach because they needed to this offseason. I think at the quarterback position and at the, you know, in terms of the transfer portal, they've lost three guys to it. I think they're going to be players there. And I think it's only a matter of time before Penn State is one of those schools then that brings in a hired gun to be your starter. I don't know if that's, you know, it's not now, certainly, but you can look at the makings of this depth chart and say, is a potential future starter there? And really kind of wonder. I don't think there's a definitive answer to that. What's Taquan Roberson? You know, Penn State did not want to get him into a game last season. Why was that? Christian Bayou certainly just at the beginning of his journey, but there could be a situation in a couple years where Penn State goes the grad transfer route and they bring in a hired gun. It's what Penn State didn't ever necessarily want to be. But at some point, you kind of got to forget that and go with what you need to do.
And we will talk about it more in our next segment about the quarterback role. And when you're down to now, what is it, three scholarship quarterbacks, and I think James Franklin has said he likes to have five, correct? So it would seem that that is a position where they're going to want to bring someone in. The question is, what level do you want to bring in? Do you want to bring in a hired gun who you think will be a starter this year, a younger player who could develop into that starter, or are you looking for depth, a guy who has some experience somewhere that if Sean Clifford goes down, you can plug him right in? But elsewhere, now with Lance Dixon leaving at linebacker, might that be added to the positions that Penn State will look for more depth in the portal?
Yeah, they're going to be inexperienced a bit in that second tier of linebackers, where I thought they were pretty much well set across the board. Losing Lance Dixon means that one of your really young guys is going to need to be ready for some kind of role. They rotate often. They get a lot of guys on the field to keep players fresh. And so, you know, that fourth, fifth, sixth linebacker spot, that, you know, those are important spots. And now Penn State, you know, maybe a Tyler Elsden or Zariah Fisher, maybe one of those guys will be ready. But I think they could be in the market at both quarterback and linebacker to get guys who somebody in the portal who doesn't necessarily have their eyes fixed on a starting job, but is going to be a grinder who comes in there, who's got some experience and is willing to compete and kind of earn everything he gets. The last thing you need is a quarterback, for example, coming in who wants to be a starter and you can't give that to him. And then he bails too. So I think it's what you're looking for. You're not looking for a starter. You're looking for a depth piece.
All right. Well, we're going to look at that quarterback position a little bit more in quarter number three. We'll go in depth. I think that they are not done with the portal. We'll see some more names there. But as I said, we will look at the quarterback position next on the Keystone Kickoff Show.
The 55th Super Bowl is this weekend, and DraftKings, the official daily fantasy sports partner of Super Bowl 55, has up to $55 million in total prizes up for grabs. Download the DraftKings app and use code KSN to enter the free $55 million Super Bowl Prediction Challenge. Everyone gets an instant prize up to $25,000 just for playing. That's code KSN only at DraftKings, the official daily fantasy partner of Super Bowl 55. Terms, conditions, and eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details.
This is where the temperatures are unkind. This is where water freezes in the blink of an eye. This is where the wind bites harder than a mid-ice cross-check. This is where the beer is always on ice. This is Labatt Hockey, played the way Mother Nature intended. Labatt Blue is proud to support pond hockey and all the hardy souls that like to play it cool. This is Labatt Hockey.
Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.